Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 273 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. And I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And are you sure?
Something caught in my throat at that same moment.
No, it happens for sure. So yeah. We agreed that we were going to talk about the parable of the workers in the vineyard. We're discussing this on Sunday for Sunday school in our quest to learn some of the parables of Jesus. And so Jesus started out with just some amazing parables that we've been learning about over the weeks. I wanted to share a few of them on the podcast, even though you can hear the sermons in their entirety at james122.org. Feel free to write us sometime as well in the Word Podcast with Will and Marie at gmail.com. In the Word Podcast at gmail.com. That's the email address. Yes. So Jesus started out this parable with what I consider a proverb. He said in chapter 19, verse 30, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." He also, in case we missed it, repeated it again in chapter 20, verse 16, "So the last shall be first, and the first last." Just
explain
without
that,
any context, I try to explain it, you know, far be it from me to know the mind of the Lord.
I want you to go into trying to explain it, because it's interesting to me.
But. Yeah, it is interesting, and it's interesting to me, too, and it's one of the first questions I ask myself, like, how will I explain that during the lesson? And without any explanation, when you hear that verse, when you hear that proverb, that phrase, what's the first thing that you think of?
The first shall be last and the last shall be first.
Right.
Wow. I'm sure I've thought of this over the years, but now my brain is like, thinking about it, pondering it a little bit about the first and last. And yeah, so I need you to jump in and lay the groundwork.
Right. I'll try. I don't know. I've thought about it, you know, from time to time. And it's just on the surface, it seems like it's saying those who think they're first or think they're the best or think they have the most, know the most, are the most, who, you know, are kind of full of themselves. I think it means that those people aren't all that. And that the people that are humble and kind of behind the scenes, people that don't get a lot of credit, don't, you know, get a lot of love from the populace, that the little people will be first. You know, Jesus even made a statement saying that something like the least of these, my brethren, he referred to, unless you come as a child, the least of these, my brother, was in reference to, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you homeless? When did we see you in prison? And, you know, the Lord responded to that, to the disciples saying that, well, when you've done this to the least of these, you've done it unto me. But he also said at another occasion that, you know, unless you come as a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
Right.
You know, and so it seems like the Lord continues to promote this idea of humility. And one other occasion he said, you know, be careful when you're invited to an event and you sit at the head of the table, someone more important than you may come, and then you'll be embarrassed because you got to go sit at the foot of the table. So sit at the foot of the table
humility.
And someone else.
It's not trying to be first.
Not trying to be the best.
But having a heart to, if they turn up, you know, if it's at the bottom, you know, or whatever, that's okay.
Right.
Because God can use you there. It's just a matter of your heart and where you're striving to be. If you're trying to be the first because you want to put everybody else behind you, then that's where the problem comes in. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Okay. I think so. And I also think that, there are people that will feel like they're more important because
more important.
They're doing something. They're
That's
up front.
Probably key, right?
Yeah.
The doing of it.
Yeah.
Where do
doing.
I come in the step
right.
in the ladder of doing? And so I may be doing whatever, but I'm really, God sees me somewhere else.
God sees me somewhere
else. That's not really
good. And I think people feel like, because of the quantity of work that they do,
they deserve
in the church, or their seniority in the church. They've been there longer, they're connected to the pastor, they're connected to the first family, they have seniority, so to speak, just based on their, you know, their being there. You know,
so just don't, you know, put yourself higher than other people. Don't have that mindset or that heart where you're better than everyone and you know, other people are beneath you or whatever. But just be humble and
be
just
humble.
Say, wherever I show up, Lord, it's okay with me and I'm going to give it my all.
Right. I think it's more about attitude and accomplishment than it is about seniority and quantity.
Yeah.
You know, just because you do a lot of work don't mean that it's good work.
Right.
And just because you've been here the longest doesn't mean that you've been productive during all that time.
Right.
But if you have a good attitude and you are just accomplishing what God wants you to do, not what God gave somebody else to do.
Right.
And I think one of the problems in this parable in Matthew 20 about the workers is that they were comparing.
That's
the worst thing we can do is compare our lives with someone else's and to start making conclusions based on what we see. Because it's not about what we see, it's what God sees.
What God sees. Amen. That's true.
But, I think it's, we haven't even got into the parable, but I just wanted to just deal with that verse, Matthew 19:30. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. And it seems circular in a way. And what I mean by that is, if you're last and you're going to be first, that means if you're first, you're going to be last. That kind of means that it doesn't matter where you finish, you're first. We're all first.
Well, that sounds good to me.
You know, because when you think, you know, I often preach, hey, it's not about crossing the finish line first. It's about crossing the finish line.
Okay.
You know, the race, the race is not to the Bible
swift
says,
or,
to the swift nor the battle
to
the strong. You know, but Jesus said in the New Testament, but he that endures until the end, the same shall be saved.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, the Bible promotes this idea that we all get the same reward.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we just ask you to bless us to have a good attitude and to be productive and humble where we are.
Yes.
Have mercy on us and give us grace and mercy to do those things that are always pleasing in your sight.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.